like this?
Well, I have an extremely low center of gravity. I'm like a pyramid.
How you doing over there?
Well, I hope it's just a sprain. I cannot walk into that ER with another video game injury.
Hey, Sheldon, you want to play next?
Oh, I would, but I'm on my way out.
Where?
Texas.
Right now? Why?
Someone sick?
Yes, my sister's uterus came down with a baby.
Oh, she's pregnant? That's great. You're going to be an uncle. Uncle Sheldon.
But no, I will be Uncle Dr. Cooper.
How come you never said she was pregnant?
I never told you about my brother's kidney stone. You want to hear about everything that comes out of my family's genitals?
Well, congrats. And it's nice you're going to be there for your sister.
Yes. I'm filling in for her husband, who's recovering from a horrible motorcycle accident. Lucky duck.
Wow. So how long will you be gone?
Well, she's due tomorrow. Although it did take her 6 years to finish high school, so who knows?
Can I give you a ride to the airport?
Oh, no, thank you. I don't want to be an inconvenience. Chop, chop, Leonard. We leave in 10 minutes.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait. The Earth began to cool. The autotrophs began to drool. Neanderthals developed tools. We built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey!
All right, here's the deal. Sheldon is gone, so the tree decorating rules are out the window.
Yeah, which means we don't have to use his ridiculous ornament spacing template.
And I'm happy to report its Kickstarter campaign is holding strong at $0.
No. Wait, so Star Wars and Star Trek characters can go in the same branch?
I know, it's crazy. Welcome to the Thunderdome, people.
I've never done this before. It's kind of fun.
If your mom could see her little bar mitzvah boy right now, she'd have a heart attack.
Good idea. I'll take a picture.
Honey, I'm a little strapped for cash this year, so for Christmas, I was thinking of giving you this.
I love it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what you got me last year. And last night. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, good. I'm glad you guys didn't wait for me to start. Although you said 7, and it's 7. That's fine.
Oh, it's probably Sheldon. Hi, Sheldon. Everybody's here. Say hi.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Howdy.
Hi.
Hello.
The second I go out of town, you throw a Christmas party without me?
Yeah, kinda.
That's so thoughtful. You guys are the best.
Hey, how's your sister?
She went into labor an hour ago.
That's wonderful. So you're at the hospital?
No, she chose to have a home birth because she wants to live in the Stone Age and a cave wasn't available.
You know, many people believe that home births are better because the mother is in a warm, comfortable environment where she can be nurtured by loved ones.
And turn the bedroom floor into an amniotic slip and slide.
Shelly, come on! Your sister's fully dilated, and she wants a nice family picture before there's blood everywhere!
Oh, boy. I picked the wrong day to wear my good robot t-shirt.
If you were having Sheldon's baby, would you really want him in the room?
Yeah, if he's in the room when they're making the baby, I'll give you $10.
Hey, I brought over It's a Wonderful Life if you guys want to watch it later.
Oh, I love that movie.
Well, I've never seen it.
Me neither.
It's great. It's Christmas time, and Jimmy Stewart's really depressed, and he's going to jump off a bridge and kill himself.
Don't need to see it, living it.
But then he gets to see what the world would be like if he'd never been born.
Hey, you ever imagine what that would be like, not being born?
What do you think? What do you think? What do you think?
You make jokes about Sheldon, but if it weren't for him, I don't think any of us would be sitting in this room right now.
Really? Sheldon not being here is the main reason I'm in this room.
It's true. None of you would know me. You wouldn't know Bernadette. you wouldn't be dating Penny.
Well, then you don't know that. I've been going to the Cheesecake Factory for years. I could have picked her up.
Oh, you weren't joking.
No.
Okay, sweetie, let me tell you exactly how that would have gone down.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna ask her out.
I'm gonna squirt chocolate milk out of my nipples. Sorry, I thought we were saying things that are never gonna happen.
Maybe this time he's going to do it.
Hope you're thirsty. Here it comes.
Watch me.
Hey, you guys ready to order or you need a few minutes? A few minutes it is.
You didn't ask her out, but that was a lot of sounds.
You guys are making me nervous.
Fine, then go talk to her on your own.
I will. Excuse me.
Yeah?
Hi, I'm Leonard.
Really? You don't sound so sure.
No, I am he. There's been something I've wanted to ask you for a long time.
What's that?
I was wondering, if you're not too busy, if you'd be interested in telling me where the restroom is?
I think you're too late.
Come on, I would not have peed my pants.
She nailed
Sounds
it.
About right.
You forget, I did ask you out in real life.
Which couldn't have happened if you didn't live across the hall from her, which couldn't have happened without Sheldon. Same goes with you guys. If Leonard wasn't with Penny, she never would have set you up.
Doesn't matter. Bernadette still would have been working at the Cheesecake Factory. I still would have been working this Beefcake Factory. You would have been all over me.
Well. Hey, Penny, can I take that table?
Sure, why?
The one in the turtleneck is cute.
Open wide, here comes the happy train.
Mm-hmm. Chugga, chugga, yum, yum.
Oh. Hang on. Got a little something.
Never mind.
Oh, man, that is so us.
You know, maybe you and I wouldn't be together, but you wouldn't have done so great yourself.
Why?
Because I know exactly the kind of guy you would have ended up with.
Hey, babe.
Hey, did you remember to pay the rent?
Better. I used the money to buy these magic beans.
He may be an idiot, but at least he didn't pee himself.
Hold on.
Oh, babe, I peed myself.
The end.
Hi, Sheldon. Everything okay?
No, it's not. I've seen things. Lady things.
Listen to me. That is not the way they usually look.
It doesn't matter. This is no way to make new humans. People coming out of people. Some kind of dirty magic show.
Sheldon Lee Cooper, you get back in this room right now and bring a mop.
Did you hear that? A mop. I have 2 PhDs, yet somehow I'm the janitor of my sister's birth canal.
Hey, Sheldon sent us all an email. Happy holidays from Texas. Mm. And there's pictures. Oh, don't open them. Do not open them.
Oh, come on. Childbirth is a natural, beautiful... Oh, it's like someone sawed a cow in half.
My father's a gynecologist. I think I can handle it. And now I'm gay.
Yeah, I was thinking thinking. Without Sheldon, most of us would have never met, but Penny would still live across from him.
And with Leonard out of the picture, we all know what that would mean.
We do?
Hey, Sheldon.
Hello.
Doing laundry?
Of course I'm doing laundry. Saturday night is laundry night, and I'm in a laundry room, so I believe your inference is justified.
My inference is justified. Sheldon, you are so funny.